You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, there's been plenty happening in Nidderdale. Preparations for the Tour de Yorkshire and installing life-saving equipment are just two of the many projects. Here's County Councillor John Fort to tell us more.
Everybody's waiting for the cycle race to come through. A lot of work's been done on the main highway from Bridgehouse Gate at Pateley Bridge all the way up to Lofthouse and over the top to Massham. The road is absolutely smooth and superb now, so it should make for an excellent race. The residents have been very patient. They've waited a long time for the road to be resurfaced and also been very reasonable about the time when the workmen have been on the job, because it's a very narrow road and it does make it difficult when traffic's trying to get past. So the 3-day closure was a nuisance, but I think it worked fairly well.
Yeah, and it's obviously worth the time and the disruption, because it's going to bring a lot more people to the area, which it did last year.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, Nidderdale, in my view, is the best kept secret. And the more publicity we can give it, I mean, we got the High Street of the Year award and the other things that have been achieved. And as far as I can see, this can bring us only good. There'll be more people about, and obviously it helps greatly with the local economy.
Absolutely. And tell us a bit about the community hub which has opened in Pateley Bridge.
Yes, we were one of the first to grasp the nettle of dealing with the library, which the original library was in a decrepit property up the High Street with very few facilities. And also in the High Street was the tourist information run by Harrogate. So the two things coming together, especially for tourist information, which we now dish out 12 months of the year instead of just 6 months, it's really gone well. And the local strategic partnership, Nidderdale Plus, is hosting it all and, in my view, is carrying out a wonderful service. It's a very good site that we've now got, because people come off the service 24 from Harrogate and the office is directly opposite. The other thing that's been a huge success was the community car. We've now got volunteer drivers trained up, and it's not very often that the cars stood going cold. It's busy all the time.
Great then that these important community services are being well used.
Yes, I've got to say the car is particularly pleasing, because so many people are now getting the benefit, and it's doing every sort of thing from pleasure trips to hospital trips to you name it, they can do it.
And during the last 12 months, you've allocated funding from your locality budget to different local projects. Just tell us a bit about that.
Well, the County Council gave out locality budgets, and over the last 12 months, I've dished out quite a lot of money, a lot of it for defibrillators, which, as people will realise, in a large rural area, a long way from civilisation, whatever help we can get for people who are ill is wonderful. And the defibrillators have gone down very well. There have been one at Glasshouses, one at Pateley, Thrushcross Parish Meeting have got one, Leakley Parish Rooms got one. The list goes on and on. I understand that we've had the first person that's needed the services and it worked, so that's good.
That's great to hear, and really good that you've been able to help provide these important pieces of equipment. And it's actually your last sort of time as a county councillor. You're actually stepping down, aren't you, shortly?
Yes, on the day of the election, on the 4th of May, I shall stand down from my post as county councillor. I've been the county councillor for 20 years. And before that, I was the local policeman for a number of years. And in fact, I've had 50 years in public service. So I thought it was probably better if somebody else had a go now. Age catches up with one.
Yes, a well-deserved rest. But I'm sure it's been a real privilege for you, hasn't it, to do this job?
Yes, I've been very honoured. The people of Nidderdale have really supported me wholeheartedly. And a lot of the things that are set out to achieve have been achieved. at the Millfield Bridge, which appeared at one stage to be a non-starter and is now very, very well used, especially from children going to school from the town that walk across there. The footpath from the birch tree into glasshouses, which again looked as though it wasn't going to go. Then we had the long situation with the bypass between Bewley and glasshouses on the back road where it subsided into the river. And that was a major, major project. And I don't think anybody thought it would be achieved, but we did achieve it. And then, of course, the latest thing is the road over Blubberhouses. It looks as though that's going to be dealt with under a special government funding called Resilience, because obviously there are lots of road schemes about, but the Resilience scheme is to stop the earth bank crashing down and closing the road for a considerable amount of time. So they're going to short circuit that, and it looks as though we'll be on a winner, and the whole thing will be up and running within 3 years.
So although you're stepping down as a councillor, you'll still be around and keeping busy with various other projects?
Yes, I'm very pleased to have been appointed the press officer for the Nidderdale Agricultural Society, another great honour really. And I'm still a parish councillor at Dacre, so I'll be keeping my hand in.